If you're ready, just type the word I am ready. I want to be sure you are. Are you ready tonight? Praise the Lord. There are certain things you must not do in the presence of God. If your phone distracts you, it's a proof that you don't understand that who the person that you are in his presence now. If some of you are to see the president, you will keep your phone. If your phone is not broadcasting God's word to you now, it should be kept. Hallelujah. And if you be kept on silent, I have been sharing God's word in the direction of eludes us daily. Then I wrote something down in my notes that I called prosperity lessons. And you can get that, those things, those the notes for the previous broadcasts on several platforms. You can get it online and several other places. So you know, I want to beseech those of you that are in the studio with me, do your best to be cautious, do your best to fear God. You don't want to be a reason why I have prepared to reach out to thousands of people in a day, and then I am keeping quiet for over 30 minutes because of your lack of excellence. And by the help of the Spirit, hear me from the realm of the Spirit, hear by the instruction of the Spirit. Let today be the first and the last day that I will be ministering here. Or it has happened many times, but I'll be ministering and I will hear the sound of the door for any reason. If I hear your phone ring or the door rings, you'll be excommunicated from the studio forever. You will never be in the studio with me again. And it's very important, all pastors must learn to train people around them not to be an hindrance to the flow of the Spirit. That single phone call can stop someone that is supposed to be healed of HIV because you didn't know what it means to carry the power of God. Because if you know it, you'll be very careful on how you act. The way you walk when the word of God is even going on is a proof that you are either a trained son of God or a pure illiterate. It's very important that those of you who are close, who have proximity to the studio, begin to behave excellently or you will be banned from the studio entirely. You will not have access to the studio. So it means that even if your work, if you still have something to do around where the broadcast is going on, for that 1 hour you are excommunicated. You have to go and participate in the broadcast from another location, not close to where I'm broadcasting from. So that unexcellent attitude stops now. Now, I want to beseech you that you go ahead and invite your friends and people that are close to you to be a part of this meeting now. I believe that the Spirit of God has something for them. So I've been doing a couple of subtopics on this thing, but this is just a fraction of my study, and I believe that it is blessing you. We started on Monday. Have you been getting blessed? I want to ask you, have you been getting blessed? Have you been getting blessed? I have something that I want to add to the things I've been sharing with you on prosperity lessons. In the morning, I began to speak on the lessons from David when he was in distress. The Bible tells us that when David was in distress, he had men who were also in distress come to him from various parts of Israel. And when they came, pay attention to this, the only thing that he could offer them was his skill. David had a skill of being a warrior. He was a warrior. And what he did was to invest that skill in distressed men. Now, can I go a little bit direct? I like this broadcasting devices to be in front of me next time. So those of you that work in the studio, I want to see the faces of the people on some of the platforms that show that is direct. So let the broadcasting devices be in front of me rather than beside me. One of the practical lessons that you can see about prosperity in the Bible is mentorship. Mentorship has been a big instrument that God has used to prosper a people or a generation. In 1 Samuel, the Bible called those men distressed men. In 2 Samuel, he called them the mighty men of David. You know that every time you invest in others, you are actually investing in your future. And one of the prosperity lessons from David that I shared with you in the morning was to always discover that you have something. Jesus clearly said it. If you have, you will be, you know, you'll be pruned to have more. Then he tells you that if you say you don't have, the little that you have will be taken away from you. And when it is taken away from you, it will be given to the one that said he has, or that acknowledges that he has something. Every time God wants to change your life, I remember sharing with you that it will help you to see a need to meet. Then secondly, it will help you to see that you have something to meet that need. Every one of us can see a challenge, but not every one of us can see that we have what it takes to meet that need. So it takes God to open your eyes that you've been given something to meet the need at hand, and that is God wanting to prosper you. Hallelujah. for example, this is Lekki, Nigeria. If the Lord, if you desire prosperity, let's say financial prosperity, the Lord can open your eyes while you are in traffic to see a need that hundreds of thousands of people that are on the Lagos Island need, a need of theirs that is to be met. Whereas others are looking at the same opportunity, but they are unable to see it as a need, or they see it as a need, but they don't see that they have the resources to meet that need. Now, your response determines how far your response to that need determines how far the power of God will be able to meet that your desire to prosper. And most prosperous people are unable to maintain a certain level of financial prosperity more than a decade. Or let me say, sometimes more than a year or two. You know why? Because they have not extracted wisdom for financial longevity from the scriptures. They haven't. One of the best ways to ensure that you last in prosperity is to build systems around what you do very early. You get involved as a person, you train others to get involved alongside with you, you sell your vision to them, you withdraw gradually from getting involved, and then you continue to sell the vision and help them, guide them to be on track in the vision. It's a system. And those who have built transgenerational wealth have used that same system. But that's not why we are here today. We are here for something more serious or deeper. I also showed you about the widow in distress, how she went to the prophet Elisha, and to let you know that God will prosper you with you having something in your hand. The prophet asked, what do you have? What do you have? I would remember as a student in my undergrad days, I had this idea called V-Book. I produced it as a student in 100 level and 200 level, where I compiled video on computer science, on computing and all of that, and I put it on a DVD or so, what do you have? Also, what you can work on VCD or DVD. When I built a used visualbasic.net, I started with Visual Basic 6, upgraded the interface using VB.net to develop the software version of that particular product. I completed it in year 3, first semester, and I kept it on my laptop, and I kept the hard copy of the software. Now, I mean the installer files in various formats in my wardrobe. Then it happened that I needed money. And I was reading a book titled Love, the Way to Victory. I'm talking to people that want to build something that will last generations. I'm not talking of people that want to receive miracle money today and come back to queue up tomorrow. I'm talking of people that will become a blessing, that will become givers in thousands and tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Those are the people I'm talking to. You must learn this wisdom. God sees you as someone that has something. Your ability is to see yourself as someone that has something and respond to the way God is seeing you will determine your prosperity. And so I was reading this book by Kenneth Yee again, Love, the Way to Victory. And it should be on page 56 or so. I was praying. I said, Lord, meet my need. I need my needs to be met. I was praying. And it turned out that Kenneth Yee again said it should be between page 52 or page 56. Sorry, I mean 22 or 26. It should be between that page. And he was given an example of two ministers of the gospel, and the one, how one actually prayed and how the other one prayed. And he was suggesting the one that God will definitely answer the prayer first. You go and get that book and read it. You're going to learn a lot from that book, Love, the Way to Victory by Kenneth Yee again. Then he says, God said he will bless the work of your hands. You cannot sit in the room. It was as though he was talking to me. And keep demanding for blessings. That word just came alive in me. I just knew God was talking to me. So I opened the wardrobe. I saw this V-book or V-books in sets that I have put there since there. I've been upgrading them, redesigning them, and all of that. 100 level. That same afternoon, I took my bath. I went outside to educational institutions and I began to market it. Some made jest of me, some did not accept it. Some said they had a similar project that they used and all of that. But do you know, now, prosperity, pay attention, everybody. Prosperity has almost the same method everywhere. God uses almost the same method to prosper people everywhere in the world, even in the Bible. What did I go out to market? My V-book, my software called V-book. Then I got to a school that the school rejected. It was a secondary school. The secondary school rejected the whole idea. Then a teacher went to the principal and said, all right, hold me responsible if this thing is fake. Let's try out this guy. So they tried it out, and the next day the principal was happy about it. Then the third day the principal said, when you were talking, I saw that you led the kids to salvation when you were addressing them in your class. He said, are you a pastor? I said, I'm a child of God. He said, I am the founder of, I won't mention the name of the church, a very big church in Accra City. Then he said, I have these young people that I need you to come and talk with. If at your age you can produce something like this, and instead of doing Yahoo, you can begin to do like, come talk to my people, my young people. So I went there to speak with them. And guess what? When I got there, I did it with joy because the man was giving me platform that I didn't ask for. My intention was to sell V-book. That was the name of my software. What God was doing behind the scene was to give me a platform for ministry. And then after ministering to them, he said, thank you for coming, and gave me a white envelope. I'll never forget it. And I rejected it. I said, no, I have my transport here. I was thanking him for the privilege. So, no, he said, no, I'm a father to you, and you don't say no to elderly men. So I collected it. Now, all the V-book that I sold, myself and Pastor Emmanuel, who some of you in Lagos may know, and some of you in our ministry, he was the one that assisted me. All the V-book that we sold for that particular event that we did, which was a seminar in one day, was 11,000 naira, which was already a breakthrough for us as at 2012 or 2013. That was a breakthrough. You have 11,000 1,000 naira from a single seminar event. That's different from the ticket fee. Okay, that was the ticket fee actually. And guess what? The ticket fee was 50 naira. Because V-book in itself was not sold. V-book is given, a free copy is given to the school and to the computer teacher. But you pay for ticket. We tell you our seminar is free, but you just need a ticket fee, which is 50 naira. If we could make 11,000 naira from a single seminar, now I want you to calculate 50 naira, the amount of 50 naira that will give you 11,000. You should know that that's big. It wasn't a small event. That was already a breakthrough as far as we were concerned for us. And we were going and we were going to thank God for it. And only for me to check the envelope maybe when I got to church, because I left that place to my church. Nothing ever, while I was doing that, nothing distracted him from the local church. If you had called me for any seminar that time to your young people, and as if it were to be my service days, my pastor would be expecting me. I'm supposed to be in church. I will turn it down. And I checked it for the first time in my life. I checked that envelope. Someone saw me valuable enough to give me 50,000 naira as honorarium. For what? For saying what? I knew that money was not my money. I picked everything and dropped it into the offering basket. I said, this is my first. This is heavy. So this is my first. I need to give this as a sign. Now, I've done many givings in millions after then, and I'm excited to do more. You know why? Because I've been equipped by the Spirit of God to know that prosperity can be powered from the realm of the Spirit. And if your wisdom gives you prosperity and you refuse to learn the spirituals of prosperity, you can be taken out at any time. I can replicate this thing that I'm telling you anywhere in the world at any time, because it is a wisdom of the Bible. It is a wisdom in the Bible. God will change your financial state by you recognizing first that what is in your hand is powerful enough for God to use to change your financial. Now, what did God use to change my financial state in that situation? Was it a V-book? Yes. But did the money come through V-book? No. But what if I had not stepped out to launch on what I had? What if I sat and I kept praying and I said, oh, okay, this V-book is not up to the standard? Because not too many young people know that that thing that you are calling crude in your hand, if you will use it the way it is crude, many times it is not even that thing that God wants to prosper. It is something else that is on you that he wants to prosper. But he needs an avenue to launch you out. All God wanted to give to me was visibility. And let me tell you, till I graduated as a student, I ministered in that church every month. And I also got a deal that came through that particular event that I was doing, because Dr. Fortuna Fatakpa was able to see it. And till I graduated, I was earning every 2 months minimum of about 70,000 naira as a student. Every, if you calculate my earning, different from other things that happened to me as a student, as at that time. And so I say, for Pastor, 2015 we were broke, yes, because when we wanted to start our business, the first thing that I did was to empty our bank accounts and take it to a ministry, to the ministry of my mentor, who had trained me for 5 years on evangelism. So I cannot be broke. If I get broke, heaven, there will be trouble in heaven. It is impossible, and there can never be trouble in heaven. Life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. And if you know how to fight the wars of the spirit. Now, I'm not asking you to go and empty your bank account. Now listen to this. I only did what the Holy Ghost told me to do. Before you start 360 ICT, all the money you made from V-book, take it to Baba. And I did it. 3 years, I served as a CEO of 360 ICT. In 3 years, I had to resign because 360 ICT had enough money that I did not need to continue in that. I could focus on ministry. So if I'm teaching you God's word, I believe God took me through that route so that I can have enough boldness to teach you how to build your life by the wisdom of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. What do you have? I'm asking you again. What do you have? There are some of you, you have written a book. That book has been on your laptop for over 10 years now. Here you are complaining of financial difficulty. What happened to that book? What was the intention? What was your intention when you were writing that book? What was your intention? To keep it there or to bless lives with it? It may be the book that will open you up. And it may not be the book, but in as much you are blessing your immediate, you are sowing a seed of pouring out what you have into others and into the environment, I can tell you that God sees you to be qualified for prosperity. That was what David did. David was in distress himself, but these men that were owing Lapo, Zip, Pampe, Ope, Ocash, Pamcash, all manner of loan apps, came to the, many of them were hiding from their creditors. They came to hide. He saw them. He began to pour into them the skills to fight war. That was in 1 Samuel. 2 Samuel, they became the mighty men of David. Who benefited more? The people? No. David. Who sowed that seed? How can you have 5,000 followers on TikTok and say you are broke? You have 5,000 followers on TikTok. You don't even need 5,000. You have 700 followers on TikTok. You have a skill that you can educate people on. I saw a young man. I gave him a prophecy sometimes back. I was on GPS. We have a lot of testimonies, and I called an Instagram Andrew, and I said, there is somebody you are called at this something. I don't want to advertise what the person does. As something lawyer. I was listening to GPS one day and I heard myself say, so only for me to go online, and I discovered that something like that actually existed or did exist. All right. Now, on getting there, I saw what this person was doing. Now, when I said it, I didn't know the person even follows our ministry. Then conversation started and I said, Pastor, I was actually listening. I said, but you never spoke. I said, I'm sorry. This person educates people for free on legal counsel. Then wrote a book on agriculture. Drops it in the comment section. And tells you, if you appreciate my work, buy my book. I won't tell you the number of sales this person has made. You are a lawyer. You can educate people on how to come out of trouble or their legal issues or their legal battles. Please take it seriously. Take it seriously. Take it seriously. What do you have? The prophet of God asked the widow, what do you have? He said, we only have a jar of oil. He said, go and borrow a vessel, not a few. Meaning if you borrow a few, your prosperity will stop at that few. If you borrow much, your prosperity will span to the level of the vessel that you pour your oil into. What do you have? Begin to share it. When the Lord was going to multiply fishes and bread, he first asked for what's available. They said, it's just this, five loaves of bread and two fishes. Said, okay, no problem, bring it. I can make do with that. And I hear the voice of Jesus in the realm of the spirit, and he's telling somebody, say, I can make do with what you have. I just heard the Holy Spirit say, I can make do with what you have. No, I cannot unhear that. He said, I can make do with that. I just heard his voice say, I can make do with what you have. I can make do with that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I heard you. You can make do with what I have. Go ahead and thank him right now. He said, I can make do with what you have. What you have, I can make do with it. Five loaves of bread and two fish, I can make do with that. And as I was about to, you know, explain that, I heard the voice, like a gentle, strong voice in my spirit and very loud in my ears. He said, Lois, I can make do with that. La rosa pakatanda kebrahata. What do you have, brothers and sisters? Yetonde bala lerwa de veska bakandi ingo de goske proneke te rwa de shaga jerose kote leto greno siato kabayanda angrasta prase suselekete riabo sia bakatandila. I can make do with that your smaller academy. I can make do with that your small catering skill. If it is small enough, then it is enough. I say, if it is small enough, then it is enough. Oh, lift up your voice and thank him. His word has come forth. He said he can make do with what you have. Father, I thank you. You can make do with what I have. Jagaro jika skebara. Bredekete leko zuzu bredekete. Balato ziante kefiande kaba. Jagrasto bredeke skoperete. Lerwa de kopa. Ligrasto branda dadayanda. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ganaturia de Gabas. Brenetelli. Bredo Sulaturia Gaba Shandoji. Jebloske Prodeveske Palantesia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. What do you have? He can make do with it. What you have is enough, sir. Can you do me a favor quickly? Position this thing here. I want to be looking at. Thank you, Jesus. He can make do with what you have. Those telling you that what you have is not enough, that's not the voice of God. Yeah. That is not the voice of God. The voice of the Almighty God to me, to you, now says, I can make do with what you have. If it is little enough, then it is enough. What do you have? A job. That job is enough. You are the HOD of that department. The Lord said is enough. What you have in that your office is enough. That boy had five loaves of bread and two fishes, and that was just for his own love. Now I want you to understand how big, how plenty the food was. The Bible did not say that it was the lunch of a man. He said the boy had a lunch, and the five loaves of bread was the lunch of a boy. Then it means that it's not agege bread. It is bread that looks like, you know, your normal what is called akara ball. Because that was how their bread actually looked like. And he says that five loaves of bread, that is for a boy, not for a man. Two fishes will be definitely small fishes, not even up to what we call Titus today. It's just the lunch of a boy. And Jesus said it is enough. Everything you have now, whatever you have, I hereby summon the spirit of Jesus to look upon it now. Zadibis. Ente kulibere haka haka raka teke. E Davis la juaska parata. Aido. Silentoli. Redeketoria kubai divasta tondelis. Shagarato. E gutego pradetaido valamasizi lebroma braba babaya. Endo seku teku bradila teru shiku teku kwalitralitama. Lerue de Visca, the spirit of Jesus, aside of Eles. Lequendicapa, Lubriske Bara. Ajana Jujurikiti. Ajana Jujurikitikila by the Viantakaku. Lerue Biandi Sainu Malas. Let there be multiplication now. Sada Barakata Kadia. Thank you. to share it now. Whatsoever it is, begin to share it. He said, he gave thanks and he began to say, break the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, share it. Begin to announce your school. Tell your people that your small academy, go and print a flyer and bombard that street. Everything you know how to do that you have now, begin to share it. Begin to share it. Yes, something has happened up to you tonight. Something has taken place in your life tonight. Lift up your voice and thank him. Lift up your voice and thank him.
Hey! sit. You sit like a winner, man. When I see you sit, you sit like a winner, man. When I hear you clap like a winner, man. When I hear you shout, you shout like a winner. I don't know if you remember this one. It says, let the nation sing, let the people shout. Yes, sir. Let the nation sing,
let the nation sing, let the people shout.
Satan, the number you are calling is not available. You say,
the number you are calling is not available.
The number you are dialing is never reachable. You say,
the number you are calling is not available.
The number you are calling is not available. You say, is what you got. Hey, many, many blessings, what you surplus. Say, give me chance. Oh, I want to praise my Father. Follow.